Emails released yesterday are giving the public a rare look inside a politician's office. The 27,000 electronic communications between former County Executive Scott Walker's Deputy Chief of Staff Kelly Reinfleisch and a host of personnel describe how Walker cabinet members and others addressed campaign, constituent, and other issues. The messages were part of a John Doe investigation. It ended with no charges filed against Walker, but six aides and associates were charged with crimes. Joining us to discuss what can be learned from the content of the emails and how they might affect Scott Walker's political ambitions is Chris Murray. He works for the Marquette University Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What is your overall reaction to the content of the emails, and what did you find noteworthy and why?
Well, I think the first reaction is that what you saw in the content of the emails would probably not be totally unique if you were to get the emails of other elected officials, whether that be governors or members of Congress or mayors. I mean, people are oftentimes not as careful in the language that they use when they're seemingly more private than if there are more public verbal conversations. Regardless of the truth of that is that these will all be used then in a political context. And this is all now fair game. All elected officials who have staff become not only responsible for what their staff people do, but also in a position to have to speak to the attitudes and beliefs and language of their staff. And that's what's going to be really tricky for him because, you know, thousands of pages give anybody who is interested in this, whether it be reporters or the other political party or even opponents within your own party, that gives them just almost endless ammunition now going forward.
Speaking of staff, these emails exchanged between Walker's administration secretary Cindy Archer and Kelly Reinfleisch and others during Walker's county exec days show Walker communicated via a secret electronic network that was based in his office. Now, he's steadfastly denied knowledge that such a network existed. What kind of a position do the emails put him in now with relation to that particular subject?
That's much more tricky for him then, because if there is, and some of the language in the email seems to suggest, and the testimony of the investigator suggests that there was pretty clear evidence, at least on their part, that he did know. And if that's the case, then it's no longer staff people mixing official duties and campaign duties. Now it's the person at the top. And the fact that there's another investigation going on, now looking, you know, at events around the governor's recall election, this is something that, again, is probably not going to go away quickly.
Democrats compare recent developments with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and the John Doe investigation regarding Walker. Do you see a comparison there or similarities of any kind?
It's not so much the details of what each investigation is about, but what the danger is that a broad kind of perception of a politician, negative perceptions, get linked with more concrete examples of that. I mean, that's what Governor Christie has been dealing with, is that, you know, leading up into the revelations, there was this perception that he was a bit of a bully and then very aggressive and didn't suffer people who disagreed with him very well. And all of the, or at least a lot of the evidence coming out there seems to confirm that. That's the same danger that Governor Walker needs to deal with, is if there's this perception that, you know, you can't really separate the politics from the public policy and the taxpayer-funded government responsibilities. If those can't be separated, and that now becomes confirmed through this type of evidence, that's the real danger there, that the perception becomes reality. And that's very, very hard for any politician to shake.
How closely are people in Washington, D.C., or for that matter, other national political circles, as best you can tell, following this story?
Well, I will note that today there's on both the New York Times and the Washington Post, front of their websites, there are stories about this. So this is national news, not so much because people always follow Wisconsin politics, but as long as, you know, Governor Walker is mentioned as a possible presidential candidate, there's going to be interest in this.
And could these emails have some impact on his aspirations, do you think?
Oh, I certainly could. I mean, anything that has the potential for being a long-lasting, festering investigation or potential scandal is dangerous for any potential presidential candidate.
Thanks for your analysis, Chris. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.